Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I have a statement prepared similar to what our good Sheriff Adam Dist did. I'll read it to you, please. As part of my many duties as your state's attorney, it is my obligation to question the constitutionality of laws rather than just blindly enforce them. That is why I participated in the legal challenge to the Safety Act, which was recently held unconstitutional. That is also why I regard the recently enacted Protect Illinois Communities Act with similar hesitation. The act was signed into law on January 10th, 2023, in a similar matter as the Safety Act, at late notice. The Second Amendment to the Constitution provides the citizens of this country, state, and county are allowed to bear arms for self-defense. Time and time again, regulations of the type enacted in this statute have been found unconstitutional. The most recent ones, examples of the United States Supreme Court decision, the District of Columbia versus Heller. That was an Illinois case that finally got us concealed carry. The next one is New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus Bruin. The court's decision in Bruin was that the Second Amendment explicitly protected the individual's right to carry a firearm for self-defense. The court also held that just as the First Amendment protects the modern forms of communication, so too must the Second Amendment extend to, quote, all instruments that constitute a bearable arm, and that was Justice Anton Scalia. Based on my analysis of the precedent that follows these regulations, I believe this unjustifiable regulation is inconsistent with the nation's historical tradition of firearm regulation. My office has no interest in taking property from law-abiding citizens. Statutes of this type diminish public safety, not enhance it. The law focuses on fixing problems created in other jurisdictions and does not address the real issues facing LaSalle County and the state of Illinois. My office will exercise prosecutorial discretion, easy for you to say, in these types of cases as well as I do in all cases. Offenses committed with firearms will still be investigated, prosecuted by my office, but violations of the Protect Illinois Act will not be. All right. Thank you.